WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are looking for a man accused of assaulting an elderly man over an argument about a parking space. According to the report, the assault happened on Sunday night. The elderly man had injuries from being slapped or punched in the face, but did not require medical treatment. The unknown suspect is described as a white man, average build, sandy blonde hair, about 40 years old, and was driving a white truck. Anyone with information about the incident in the 1800 block of Potomac Place is asked to contact CSPD. College Station police are also asking for help in identifying a suspect in a credit card abuse case. The man used the victim's credit card at the College Station Walmart store on April 11th to make a purchase of $184. The victim does not know how the suspect got their information. Pictures of the man are online at WTAW.com. If you have any information about either incident, call CSPD at 764-3600. The Bryan Police Department has been notified by local businesses who are receiving phone calls from BTU or City of Bryan phone numbers stating they need to pay their phone bill or their electricity will be cut off. The numbers that show up on caller ID are legitimate, but the call is a scam. A reminder that residential customers will not get a phone call but will receive a notice in the mail. Commercial customers do receive a phone call during normal business hours, but calls are not demanding or threatening. Now that the Supreme Court has had its say rejecting provisions of the state's abortion law, Republican lawmakers are already talking about their next move.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick remains furious over the Supreme Court's handling of the Texas abortion law.
You should have the ultimate safety standards. We're not a third world country.
Patrick says they'll revisit the issue in the Texas Senate in 2017.
We're going to go through this line by line and see what it is that we can address in a way that a Supreme Court would approve.
Democratic State Rep Donna Howard says their job is to anticipate and counter any Republican efforts.
I understand that there could be some legislation that has to do with the timing of when abortions could occur.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Results of the 2016 College Station Citizen Survey were presented at last week's City Council meeting. Communications and marketing specialist Colin Killian was impressed with the participation, which was a 236% increase from the 2012 survey.
Probably one of the most positive aspects of this was that we had 513 college students participate this year, which was also a significant increase from 2012 when we had fewer than 100. The large response resulted in a margin of error of plus or minus 2.2%, and that means this was a very, very good and valid survey.
Killian says there were improvements in many categories compared to the last survey, but one of the biggest gaps between quality and importance is traffic management. A link to the presentation and the results is online at cstx.gov. The College Station School Board has called a special meeting tonight to sell and purchase land.
6 years ago, CSISD purchased almost 24 acres at the southeast corner of Holloman and Deacon as a future school site. Administrators are now asking the board to sell that land in order to purchase almost 19 acres to the south at the northwest corner of Holloman and Rock Prairie. CSISD would pay $3 million. What the district would get from selling the other property has not been disclosed. The district has also not revealed the buyer, who went through a bid process. The move would shift the future school site from the barracks to the Oak Creek subdivision. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Green Teams welcomes University Tile Company's new branch on William D. Fitch Parkway to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, University Tile Company uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams at 823-7551. Green Teams.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Let's do some weather, shall we? Brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or at Wilton's.com, Wilton's, you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more.
We're going through today with mostly to partly sunny skies and maybe a shower or thunderstorm scattered around. High temperature between 90 and 94 degrees. Tonight, chance of showers and storms this evening, and then fair and 75 overnight. Only a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday. Partly sunny, low 90s. Fair, warm, mid-70s Wednesday night. And Thursday, sunshine, temperature low to mid-90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers still lead the league, taking down the Cane Cutters last night. Also, I'll update you on the College World Series. And in Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers take down the Yankees early into the morning. I'll give you the details. Coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, dang, then they couldn't go out and party because they do.
Yeah.
With baseball players.
Yeah, they do.
All right, so Chelsea, how much dead air was there?
Oh, not too long.
Okay. Well, I was struggling with the Coke machine.
No.
It was rejecting my money. And
oh,
so,
you know, and it always seems a lot longer when
yeah,
I'm...
Yeah, I know. You're going, where the hell is he?
Just what a few seconds.
How difficult could it be to push a button?
Five seconds seems like 5 years.
Yes. Right, right. No, it wasn't. It was okay.
We were doing our imitation of PBS.
Yeah. There you go.
Or NPR, or whatever it happens to be. Just a little silence there to give you a break from all the noise.
Exactly.
So, let me see. Was it yesterday that we were talking about the Olympics? Well, we're talking... Yes. They had some... Olympic trials on last night or something, right? And we were discussing how there's just not a lot of good news coming out of Rio
yeah.
de Janeiro. A man has now been arrested for trying to extinguish the Olympic torch by throwing a bucket of water over it as it passed through his farming town.
Seriously?
In central Brazil.
Yeah. Well, it's not funny, but...
Of course it is. Of course
it's hilarious.
It is.
Like, what?
Well, and when we do, we'll have to get Cliff Howard to recreate the Olympic torch when it came through here. I think he and Jay Sokol both got to carry the
torch. Oh, cool.
That's
I remember
cool.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, it apparently he was the last one, Cliff was the last one to carry the torch in the Bryan College Station area. So they handed the torch to... the keeper of the flame, if you will. And he goes, blows it out, and they stick it in the truck and drive off.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Surprised it's not more high-tech than that, like
yeah.
a little switch
yeah. Well,
or
now
something.
There might now it might
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that's true. That was a while ago.
Yeah. But yeah. the whole idea about the Olympic flame and, you know, they're turning
that
the thing
never,
on and off
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
yeah that thing
yeah.
was, by the time it gets there, it was lit by a Bic lighter.
That's it. They arrested a 27-year-old at the scene on Sunday for damaging public property. The Olympic flame continued to burn. And video footage showed it.
Was he just mad or did he not understand?
He says here the crime can carry a sentence of between 6 months and 3 years in prison.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah. He said it was a joke, a dare on Facebook, according to the officer who said on telephone. He declined to give the name as he is not permitted to talk publicly. Local Olympic Organizing Committee for Rio 2016 did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The video, which is available on YouTube, showed a heavy spray of water thrown indiscriminately over a group around the torch bearer by someone out of view. The man was fined $294 American and released. The incident comes a week after a rare jaguar was shot and killed after performing an Olympic torch ceremony.
What?
I don't
yeah,
know.
I did hear about that.
Did you?
Yeah, there was one of the stops. They had a jaguar, for
okay.
whatever reason,
yeah.
at the ceremony, and it got loose.
All right.
And so they had to shoot it and kill it.
Wow.
You know, between the election cycle, Brexit,
yeah.
the Olympics.
I know.
It's the end times, man.
It is. We're cartwheeling into the ocean.
It's
yeah.
terrible.
It's going to be a good morning.
Anyway. Is it yeah. going to be a good morning?
Oh, sure it is. I know it will be. Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Nation. And we'll be here bringing you the news.
That's it. They say that although most of the infrastructure for the Olympics is finished, Rio is scrambling to complete construction of the new metro line.
Lies.
Yes.
Lies.
Yeah, I agree.
That's basically them saying, don't worry, we yeah. got this.
Your yeah. governor came out yesterday and said, no surprise if it's a big failure.
Oh.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park. The magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's 6:15. Where are we? June the 28th.
Yeah.
Man, it's almost July.
Yeah.
We won't be here on Monday, by the way.
Woohoo!
Taking the day off. Okay, so it's day 180. Got 186 of them to go. Obviously, we're getting close to the halfway point of the year. Today is Tapioca Day.
I don't know if I've ever had.
Oh, really?
Tapioca
pudding.
Pudding.
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, that's interesting. Well,
is it good?
Yeah. Well, I kind of like it. It's a vanilla pudding. What my mom used to call it is frog eyes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I never tried
it. Could be it.
Yeah.
But they're little kind of balls there that come out of the tapioca root. Anyway.
That's funny because my mom used to call them fish eyes.
Okay.
So.
There's
another reason.
Same kind of deal. But, I mean, and it's a fairly healthy product. I mean, it's not that bad at all, and it's...
Well, that's the stuff that's in those bubble teas, right?
I don't know what
Do you know what bubble teas is?
It's
an Asian treat, I guess, but
okay.
it's a drink, but it's got these bubbles,
okay.
which I believe are
tapioca okay.
like floating around in there, and then you drink it with a really big straw, so you
okay.
get one of the bubbles
okay,
every once
things.
In a while.
I got you. All right. Now... But the deal is, I mean, tapioca is not used for much of anything, I don't think, other than tapioca pudding.
Right.
Now, there's a tapioca flour that you can use, and that's vegans use it and that kind of stuff. But generally, the vast majority of tapioca is used to make pudding.
Well, we've all got a purpose.
And we've officially spent too long on tapioca.
You're exactly
this
right.
Morning.
I was just about to say, we now spent 2 minutes on tapioca. It's American Kids Day. Okay, we're all for that,
Woo.
I think. It's a Paul Bunyan Day.
All right.
Which,
cool.
You know, used to be a cool story. Yep.
Yeah.
It's Insurance Awareness Day. Yeah, that's for sure.
Should have that.
I'm aware.
And it's International Body Piercing Day.
Yeah.
Is it now?
Yeah. I look at some people, and the first thing I think when I see the, you know, unbelievable number of those is airport security. I mean, you probably just can't get through. You know what I'm saying? You're probably not going to be able to fly. If you got to take all those things out.
You don't have to take them out.
Oh, all right.
Well, you at least got to be careful around large magnets, right?
Yeah, no
there
kidding.
You go.
All right. Yeah, you're right. Well, you would now if you had to have, what do they call them now? It's not x-rays. What is it?
Oh, like an MRI?
Oh, yeah, MRI.
Yeah.
That would probably not work very well.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow, we got birthdays.
Lacey Schwimmer is 28 from Dancing with the Stars. No idea if there's any relation with David Schwimmer, but
okay.
She's 28 today. Kelly Pickler is 30. She came in sixth place on American Idol, but became a pretty popular country star.
Yeah, she
afterwards.
Was for a while. Mm-hmm.
Felicia Day is 37 today. She's more of an internet star, but not in the way where she just does YouTube videos. She actually does like television series that play on the internet,
okay.
so and sci-fi and stuff like that.
Okay.
Rob Dyrdek is 42 from Robin Big and Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory on MTV. Danielle Brisbois is 47. She was on All in the Family and Archie Bunker's Place.
Oh.
She was the niece, Stephanie.
Okay. Uh-huh.
John Cusack is 50 today.
Oh.
Classic star there.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Stuart Masterson is 50 also today from Benny and June, Bed of Roses, Fried Green Tomatoes.
Sure
other
enough.
Things.
Mm-hmm.
John Elway, 56 today.
Oh,
nice.
Not Von Miller's favorite guy.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates is 68 today.
Oh, she's great.
Oh, yeah, she is.
She's
definitely.
She's done a lot of stuff.
Definitely. And Mel Brooks is 90 today.
Wow.
Mel Brooks.
Wow.
90?
90 years old.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, he did some great stuff. And Elon Musk.
Oh,
he's a Tesla boy, and he helped create PayPal. He's
how is he not on my list?
I don't know.
Wow.
He's got a shekel or two. Anyway, 45. Yeah, that's all.
Hmm.
All right, 619.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Just as Hillary has hidden her speech transcripts to Wall Street banks, an Associated Press review now reveals that Clinton has hidden the identities of business leaders that she met during her time as Secretary of State. For example, in September 2009, Clinton appeared at the New York Stock Exchange to ring the opening bell, and prior to that, she had attended a meeting with influential Wall Street and business leaders whose firms had lobbied the government, and guess what? They donated to the Clinton Foundation. Now, these individuals were among the many names and events omitted from Hillary's calendar. The AP has now identified at least 75 meetings with longtime political donors and loyalists that were either not recorded or not listed with identifying details on the Clinton's official State Department calendar. Gee, she wipes everything clean, doesn't she?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Jay Steinfeld started Blinds.com 20 years ago to make the complex process of installing new custom blinds simple. Now, whether you're shopping for blinds or roller and solar shades for summer, well, the Blinds.com team will walk you through selection, measuring, and installation all for free. And with Blinds.com, you get 100% satisfaction guarantee. You cannot get this wrong. Just go to Blinds.com, use the promo code Hannity for your 20% discount before June the 30th. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity.
Do you work in an office or do you run an office where you don't have to worry about how many people are on devices at the same time because it might create a lag? Well, the chances are great that you haven't experienced what Suddenlink has available for you, because you can have a lot of devices going at the same time, phones, laptops, tablets, video conferencing. You can upload large files, all of that, and you don't get any lag. That's because Suddenlink Business can put together just the connection that you need. Now, right now, you can get high-speed internet, 75 meg downloads, 10 meg uploads for as low as $124.95 a month. But if you need more, you can get capacity all the way up to a gig, which is 1,000 megs, or about 100 times faster than the typical phone company internet. And you know how aggravating it can be to have a slow internet connection. And especially, it's important when we're talking business, being able to get your business done, to have the bandwidth that's necessary. Suddenlink has over 100,000 business customers that trust them with daily business communication needs. So why not call Chad Cowan at 595-2413, 595-2413. Let him put a solution together for you, or you can go to suddenlinkbusiness.com.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to work your big land with equipment that was built for it. Right now, get a John Deere 1023E compact with 23 horsepower for just $9.99 a month, or a 3032E with 32 horsepower as low as $135 a month. Both include a 6-year powertrain warranty. At Sioux Falls Prater, you'll be able to drive home a John Deere, the official tractor of the Texas Rangers. Get a quote at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrabol Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Volkswagen diesel owners can choose to either sell their car back to the company or get a repair that could diminish the vehicle's performance under a settlement of claims tied to the German automaker's emissions cheating scandal. The settlements will cost VW $14.7 billion. Bruce Clark of Northeastern University says the scandal has severely damaged the automaker.
It's an enormous financial hit for Volkswagen in the short term, and reputationally, this is a big problem for the company.
The settlement does not resolve all the legal issues stemming from Volkswagen's admission that it cheated on emissions tests. Takata's CEO says he will resign after a new management regime is found, bowing to calls for change so that the auto parts supplier can move ahead in dealing with a multi-billion-dollar airbag recall. Takata has been searching for a financial backer to help overhaul the business and carry ballooning costs. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $47.65 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures also sharply higher. And that's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs at 626, doing some weather. Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Up to a 60% chance of showers today. High temperature only 92, means we'll get some clouds here. And if we have any rain, it's going to happen probably after 2 o'clock. Heat index, the values could be as high as 101. Then we have a kind of a weird deal through the evening, the chances of rain will diminish down from 60% to about 20%. And so tomorrow, we'll have a 20% chance of rain on Wednesday. Winds will be out of the north, but the heat indices will still be over 100, which is a little odd. So see how that all plays out. As far as the rest of the week goes, we'll be in the lower to mid-90s. Actually, as we look at Saturday, we're looking at a high of 96, so that is fairly warm. But again, it's beginning of July almost. Right now we have the winds calm and 87% relative humidity, fair skies, and looking at 78 degrees right now.
Brenham National Bank wants you to know that we just enhanced our mobile banking apps for both iPhone and Android. They are available for download from your app stores. They contain many user-friendly features, including enhanced bill pay, secure messaging, instant access calculators, and fingerprint login for iPhone users. Try the new apps. We know you'll like them. Brenham National Bank, keeping you on the leading edge of technology. Member FDIC.
Hurricanes influence what parents name their children. It's just one of many unusual things that affect our choices. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173, 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
You may not think about it, but your actions are influenced by other people in some very unusual and unique ways. For example, say you're out having dinner with a group of people and you know what you're going to order, but your friend orders first.
they end up ordering the same entree that you were thinking of getting. And then it comes to you. Do you pick the same thing or do you pick something different? Overwhelmingly, people end up changing what they were going to pick because their friend chose it, and it makes them less happy as a result.
Jonah Berger, author of the book Invisible Influence.
You know, imagine your neighbor bought the car you were thinking of getting. You'd say, well, I should still buy that car. It's the car I like. Yet the fact that they bought it makes us a little less likely to buy it. And we actually avoid doing what we already liked to try to be different.
When parents choose a name for their baby, the influences can be fascinatingly subtle.
Well, it turns out that without our awareness, we're subtly influenced by what names are popular at the moment. Let's say Lisa's popular, for example. We may not name our child Lisa, but we're more likely to name them Lindsay or Larry, other names that begin with that L sound. Or similarly, hurricanes. Hurricane Katrina comes around. You'd think no one would name their child Katrina after that. Yet Hurricane Katrina has a big, significant impact on naming patterns. 10% more babies were born with K names after Hurricane Katrina. Again, not the same name as Katrina, but a slightly different name.
Tomorrow, how just having another person in the room can make a big difference in what you do. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true Broadway that will inspire you. See the hottest tours direct from NYC with the Opus Broadway 4-Pack, including the jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway, the Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the blockbuster hit musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas, and the 2012 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Once. Broadway 4-Pack, only $115. Visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There is another phone scam targeting local businesses. The calls are coming from City of Bryan or BTU phone numbers, but are not legitimate calls. Bryan police remind you that commercial customers do receive phone calls from utility companies, but they are not demanding or threatening and are only made during normal business hours. Residential customers receive notifications in the mail but will not receive phone calls. If you suspect it is a scam, contact the police. There are pictures on our website at WTAW.com of a man suspected of credit card abuse. The pictures were taken at the College Station Walmart when the suspect made a purchase of $184 using someone else's card. College Station police are asking for your help in identifying the man. Call 764-3600 with any information. An altercation over a parking space resulted in an elderly man being punched or slapped in the face by an unknown suspect. College Station police responded to the 1800 block of Potomac Place yesterday around 2:15 in the afternoon and learned an elderly man was assaulted the night before by a man driving a white truck. His injuries did not require medical treatment. CSPD is looking for the suspect, approximately 40 years old, with sandy blonde hair and an average build. Contact police with any information. The city of College Station conducted a citizen survey in April, and results were presented at last week's city council meeting. A variety of participants, which included college students, renters, and homeowners, were asked to rate various city services, quality of life issues, and community characteristics, and to rank their priorities. Councilman John Nichols spoke to finding that traffic congestion was the respondents' biggest priority and concern, followed by street and road maintenance.
Helps me to know that that was a good decision to put $50 million of capital budget into widening some roads, improving intersections, intelligent traffic management system, investing the money, because this is really what the citizen survey is going to help us do, is find what those priorities are, and we're coming up on a budget cycle where we'll have some debates about choices. We've heard about impact fee issues coming up. It takes resources to address some of these needs.
You can find a link to the results and a video of the presentation at cstx.gov. College Station school board members are considering changing the location of a future school site to the south from Holloman and Deacon to Holloman and Rock Prairie. The CSISD board is scheduled a special meeting tonight to sell land near the Barracks development in order to have the money to buy land near the Oak Creek subdivision. Administrators have not revealed the identity of the buyer or how much the district will get for selling almost 24 acres at the southeast corner of Holloman and Deacon. The board will take action on buying almost 19 acres to the south at the northwest corner of Holloman and Rock Prairie for $3 million. The purchase price includes building a sewer lift station by October of next year. Now that the U.S. Supreme Court has struck down provisions of the state's abortion law, the next battleground over abortion appears to be right back in the state legislature.
I'm tired of the Supreme Court overruling state after state.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick furious over the U.S. Supreme Court decision to strike down the abortion safety standards out of HB 2.
This is a devastating blow to women's safety and health. Now, in the Texas Senate, we will revisit this issue.
Democratic State Representative Donna Howard is a registered nurse and well aware the Republicans will be back in 2017 proposing new abortion regulations.
The good folks up here that I'm with are also actively working to make sure that we know what to expect so we can be prepared to counter it.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
As the decision by British voters to leave the European Union settles in, global stock markets are settling down. World stock benchmarks stabilized today after stomach-churning swings following the vote. European stocks rose in early trading, Asian markets bounced back, and futures point to opening gains on Wall Street. The British pound also regained some lost ground. And thanks to the ripple effect of last week's Brexit vote in the UK, our gas prices could soon be back below $2 a gallon. With stocks and oil falling, Gas Buddies Patrick DeHaan expects gasoline to move in the same direction in the days ahead. He says pump prices for this 4th of July weekend will be the lowest in over a decade.
You have to rewind all the way back to 2005, and to see gas prices back this low is certainly very nice, and take advantage. Gas prices next summer probably will not be this cheap again.
Crude was over $50 a barrel last week. Now it's $46 and change. WTAW News time is 6:36. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to EmbassyRM.com.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory can help you create a legacy that will forever transform and inspire those whose lives you've touched. To learn more about Bryan College Station's preferred family-owned funeral home, visit callawayjones.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising of driveways and patios and around pools. AnchorFoundationRepair.net. If you want some more information, here's some numbers.
Mixture of clouds and sunshine for today, hot and humid. High temperature between 90 and 95. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around as well. A few showers and storms around this evening and about 75 overnight. Just an isolated shower or thunderstorm on Wednesday. Partly sunny and again low 90s. Fair weather at night, mid-70s, and sunny and hot on Thursday, up near 95. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers take down the Acadiana Cane Cutters again. The Arizona Wildcats best Coastal Carolina in the College World Series. The Astros take down the Angels for the sixth time, and the Yankees take their game deep into the morning. I'll give you the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. So let's see. Anything happen in Washington yesterday that would affect us here in Texas?
Maybe.
Yeah. You know, I don't know that ever two people who stood on the different sides of the abortion issue have discussed it, and one of them went, "You know, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you." I mean, I don't think there are any words that you can say that are going to make people change their point of view. I thought when the Planned Parenthood video stuff came out about the clinic that was selling parts,
right,
that might have moved the needle some, but. You know, that's almost long ago and forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, they said, too, that, you know, oh, it's doctored video evidence and it was illegal and all this
sure,
stuff.
Sure, yeah, sure,
you know,
sure. But still, from the emotional standpoint, I could have seen that would happen. Anyhow, so with the ruling yesterday, obviously, what I thought was a pretty well-written piece of legislation that came out of Texas. I mean, again, the whole idea that you're going to have a doctor with admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of the clinic meant that there would be a health professional there in case something went wrong.
Right.
Because obviously any medical procedure can go wrong and it can turn badly quickly. So I guess of all this stuff that I heard yesterday, for the people who were pleased with the decision, the Supreme Court switching them, and by the way, it was a 5-3 vote, so had they had a full court, it wouldn't have mattered. It still was going to end up the way that it did. But for them to use the argument, now this gives women the health care that they need. Well, they may be in less safe conditions. And I'm not passing judgment on the rule of the law itself. You know, no matter what side you're on, I think you have to agree that if you're not required to have a doctor who has admitting privileges from a hospital, the woman can certainly be in a less safe situation now.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I understand that it closed a lot of clinics because it set the standards higher. But I'm just thinking, you know, if your life is at risk, like you said, any medical procedure could, you know, go wrong. And you're in not the greatest of, or, you know, not the best of environments when it comes to standards and in the people who are working there. Not saying that they're not capable, but if you don't have, as you said, a doctor with admitting, you know, abilities
privileges,
and privileges.
Right.
I'm not sure that I agree with that either.
Yeah.
And you know, what makes it tough for me is that, you know, the whole issue in and of itself, whether you think it's a woman's health issue, whether you think it's a child's life issue, whether you think it's a religious issue, any of that stuff, regardless of any of that, my issue with it is, why do we have to pay for it? If somebody who doesn't agree with it agree with it, why are they being made to pay for it? I think if you want to make abortions elite, if you want to make them legal, that's one thing. But to make them something that is a government-run organization that we pay taxes into is a whole nother thing, and that's my issue with the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I understand. And, of course, we had a Planned Parenthood Center here, and it closed after the HB 2 passed. And the thing is, it doesn't mean now, and I don't know how many are open now, maybe a dozen in Texas, and they're mostly in Houston and
there were four in San Antonio, which, and the argument was, I think if it, three of them would have been able to stay open, had, like, three of them were already in the, you know, had those
So the stipulation has been
stipulations,
met.
Right? Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly.
But if you disagree with it, you know, all of a sudden you don't care about women's rights, you don't care about women's health. It's not about that. I mean, I care about my own health, but I'm going to pay for my own health care. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, now you have an interesting point. That's an interesting angle that that I had not thought about, because all I was really addressing was the idea of that the procedure be done in the safest possible medical situation.
And right. That's true. Absolutely.
And obviously there are people who are in the healthcare industry who would be in favor of doing that work. It's not like those people aren't available. And there, again, are obviously doctors who have admitting privileges that do believe that women should have that choice. And so it's not like there aren't any people who could staff these places. So,
right.
But you bring up an interesting situation.
I'm a libertarian, so naturally, you know, personal responsibility and all
right.
that.
Well, and you know, and that was, you know, Chelsea's played two different cuts from the lieutenant governor, who's kind of taken the point on this. And he's concerned about, once again, states' rights being trampled on because of this. And then his other quote had to do, obviously, with the health of women. So.
Well, and there's obviously going to be a ripple effect throughout the rest of the country.
Sure.
Because there's been a lot of other states that have adopted, you know, what Texas had in legislation and what they had written. And so now that this has been shot down, other states are going to have to deal with theirs also being affected.
Again, I don't know who authored the legislation, but I thought it was brilliantly written because it did not touch on that third rail of the woman's rights. It had to do with the woman's health and safety.
Exactly.
Which, again, maybe some people saw that as, okay, well, that's just window dressing for the idea. And in some cases, I'm sure it was. But
how can you argue with safety?
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
How can you argue with we're looking out for the best in, you know, the
interest
best intentions?
The
exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So,
which is where I think my argument comes in.
Yeah.
Pay for it yourself.
And
I'll pay for mine.
They're back to work on it. And, you know, one of the people who certainly will be talking about this is Charles Schwertner, who is an OBGYN. His wife is an OBGYN as well, but he's the chairman of Health and Human Services, or the health committee in the U.S. Senate, Texas Senate. And so he's going to be at the point, man, as they try to build new legislation. So as if they didn't have enough to take care of with oil in the tank, they've got now this they're going to have to struggle with. Also, a unanimous vote by the court tossed out the graft corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. The court had voted 6-2 also to allow domestic abusers of convicted minor domestic charges to keep their right to own guns. Huh? What?
Nah.
We didn't hear about that one.
Yeah.
No. We heard about the first two. We didn't hear about that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
let's see what else. Okay, we got Elizabeth Warren and Donald Trump going at each other. And
what else is new?
Now, Scott Brown, who's the former senator from Massachusetts, has suggested that Elizabeth Warren should take a DNA test to prove whether or not she really is part Native American, which is what she said. She's been saying she was, and, you know, that's been kind of fun. So, Democrats on the House Select Committee on Benghazi have released their rebuttal to the Republican-led committee argument, getting a leg up on the GOP leaders before they publish their own report. This is a 340-page Democrat report. Mostly what they're saying is that they've spent 2 years and $7 million of taxpayer funds and haven't found anything. Oh, yeah, aside from the ambassador being killed. Yeah, okay. And once again, what was the president doing while this was going on? What was the Secretary of State doing? But I know at this point, what difference does it make?
What difference
does it make? Is that right?
Is
that what we said? So anyhow, and it was a smart political ploy for the Democrats to roll that thing out before the Republicans come out with their report. But anyway, that's out there for you. All right, 6:48.
It's summertime, and I'll bet you'd like to spend more time goofing off and less time mowing your grass. Hi, this is David from Kyrus Truck Center. We have great deals on zero-turn riding mowers to help cut your mowing time in half. Make quick work of your yard with Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet mowers for zero money down and 0% interest. Remember, we can make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Come see us today at Kyrus Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan. Give us a call at 979-778-7481.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of
have livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for a tough plant that can handle the Texas summer, consider a vine. If you don't have much space, yet you need the effect of a large shrub, consider a vine. If you're trying to break up the starkness of a long drab fence or wall, consider a vine. We have some outstanding options. This is a great time to let them start performing their magic. Vines work in very little spaces. I'll have details after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that will put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It absolutely is not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout. It's a quarter of a century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer the book I've always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, just $31.95. But that low price comes because it's not in stores, not on Amazon, self-published and printed right here in Texas. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. Or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com. neilsperry.com. If you're thinking about planting a vine, you need to consider how it's going to do its climbing. Perhaps you never thought about it, but not all vines ascend the same way. Some twine and require openings through which they can work their stems. Others have appendages called holdfasts that let them secure themselves even to smooth surfaces. And still others have tendrils that reach out and latch onto wires and stems and other supports. There's also a fourth group that has no visible means of support. They're basically leaning plants, and you'll have to secure them in place. Now, here are some of the very best vines for Texas. In South Texas, coral vine. It's a wonderful vine in late summer and fall with the coral pink blooms, hot pink, and they're beautiful. It's not winter hardy in the northern half of the state. And bougainvilleas, of course, are vines naturally, but they're only in the Rio Grande Valley. You can use them as vines if you have a sunroom or if you have large containers. Getting on to plants that will grow in all of Texas, how about Madame Galen trumpet creeper? It's a woody, permanent vine that's actually an improved form of the native trumpet vine. Its orange flowers are much larger than the native counterpart, and it's more refined in the garden. It's not invasive. Clematis are favorite vines in the north. In Texas, we have a couple of lesser-known types of clematis that actually do better. Sweet autumn clematis, Clematis paniculata, is native to East Texas, but it grows well across the rest of the state. And you might want to try evergreen clematis, especially in the southern half of Texas, Clematis armandi. Its flowers are creamy white, but they're produced in the spring. But forget the flowers. This plant has spectacular glossy foliage. That's evergreen clematis. Climbing fig or fig ivy is popular in the southern half or two-thirds of Texas. It adheres tightly to fences and walls, and it's boldly deep green. Now, it'll freeze in extreme winters in much of the state, but it does come back most of the time. Carolina jessamine is popular in East Texas, where it's native, but it also grows across the rest of the state. Glossy, dark green, evergreen foliage and beautiful yellow tubular flowers in the spring that are also extremely fragrant. English ivy is a great vine if you have shade and have a means for it to climb. Honeysuckles come in several different flavors. Coral honeysuckle, Japanese purple honeysuckle, Hall's honeysuckle is the best of the vines. And Boston ivy is a deciduous vine. It's beautiful on walls, just like Virginia creeper is. Climbing roses are the leaning plants that we referred to. I'm Neil Sperry. Midsummer lawn benchmarks in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. The league-leading Brazos Valley Bombers grabbed a 5-3 Texas Collegiate League victory over second-place Acadia last night, splitting their two-game series. The Bombers had 7 hits, all from different players. The number 9 hitter Logan Bottrell had a 2-run triple and a 3-run fifth, and Zach McGuire in the 6th added a solo home run, his first of the season. Brett Seeberger was the winning pitcher, allowing 3 runs, 1 earned in 5 2/3 innings. Riley McCauley pitched 3 1/3 hitless innings for a save. The Bombers will return home for 7:05 p.m. games tonight and tomorrow at Nutrabolt Stadium against the Texas Marshals. Pregame on both days is at 6:45, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. After capping off their impressive collegiate careers by leading the Texas A&M men's basketball team to one of the best seasons in school history, Alex Caruso, Daniel House, and Jalen Jones have taken the next step in their hardwood careers by agreeing to terms with NBA organizations. Caruso, House, and Jones will get their chance to make a first impression on the professional basketball scene when they represent their organizations during the NBA Summer League. The trio of Aggies form the nucleus of the 2015-16 Texas A&M squad that set a school record with 28 victories, captured a share of the SEC championship, and advanced to the Sweet 16 for the 5th time in school history. Caruso agreed to terms with the 76ers, House with the Wizards, and Jones with the Toronto Raptors. Out in Omaha, the final series of the 2016 College World Series is upon us. Arizona won Game 1 yesterday at TD Ameritrade Park 3-0 to take a lead in the best-of-three series against Coastal Carolina. The teams will meet again tonight at 7 p.m. with a national championship on the line for the Wildcats, or a Game 3 set for Wednesday if the Chanticleers win. In Major League Baseball,
and the pitch is blasted deep to right field. If it's fair, it's gone. It's hooking. That ball is history. Rougned Odor has homered off Andrew Miller.
The Texas Rangers wrapped up a weird win at 2:44 a.m. this morning, rallying after a rain delay of more than 3.5 hours in the 9th inning to beat the New York Yankees 9-6 with maybe 100 fans left in the stands. Yankee Stadium was so deserted that shouts from Texas players cheering in the dugout for Adrian Beltre's go-ahead 2-run single could easily be heard bouncing around the ballpark. The Rangers look to keep the momentum going with Game 2 of the series with the Yankees in New York at 6:05 p.m. In Anaheim,
the 1-1. Round ball right back to Harris. Throws home, gets the out there. Castro on the first. In time, that's the ball game. A 1-2-3 double play, and the Astros escape with a 4-2 win.
Carlos Correa's sacrifice fly in the 9th proved the game winner for the Houston Astros last night as they beat the Los Angeles Angels 4-2. Will Harris was also able to pitch his way out of a bases-loaded jam in the bottom of the inning to get his 7th save. The Astros have won 6 straight against the Angels. Game 2 of the series in Cali is tonight at 9:05 p.m. Attorney Bob Hinton has resigned from Johnny Manziel's defense team after he accidentally sent the AP a text message saying he had doubts the Heisman Trophy winner could stay clean as he deals with a domestic violence charge. The text was sent last Wednesday after the AP sought comment on a hit-and-run crash. Former NFL star Herschel Walker says he's finding himself dropped from some speaking engagements because of his relationship with Donald Trump. Walker tells the TMZ Sports TV show he's known Trump since before Trump became, quote, the Donald, and says Trump is not racist in spite of Trump's comments on immigration. Kevin Durant and Carmelo Anthony are among the 12 players who have been selected to represent the U.S. men's basketball team at the Rio Olympics. The U.S. roster includes Warriors starters Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Harrison Barnes, along with Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan of the Raptors. Here's Kevin Durant on being selected to the U.S. team.
It's exciting, man, just knowing that you get to play with so many great players and, you know, playing against, you know, the top competition in the world on the grandest stage. You know, I'm excited for it, and, you know, I couldn't ask for a better opportunity.
Cleveland's Kyrie Irving, Indiana's Paul George, and Chicago's Jimmy Butler also made the team, as did Sacramento's DeMarcus Cousins and DeAndre Jordan of the Clippers. Heading out to the links, former PGA Tour and Austin golfer Omar Uresti shot a 5-under-67 yesterday in New York to take the second round lead in the PGA Professional Championship. The final top 20 will earn spots next month in the PGA Championship in New Jersey. And some sad news to report. Pat Summitt, the winningest coach in Division I college basketball history who boosted the women's game, has died today. She was 64. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is part of a cooperative?
Being a co-op means that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is a local business that is owned and operated right here, and it's part of a network of other independent stores just like it. We have the buying power of over 1,000 stores and give you the best exclusive products at competitive prices. We give back by supporting our veterans and local schools.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway.